You are listening to a Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
I love Diwali. I mean, most people love it, but for me, it's that one festival I look forward to the entire year. Delhi's weather starts changing. Of course, I'm ignoring the pollution levels right now. There are lights everywhere, and there's this weird smell in the air, as in like good weird, that signals that it's time to celebrate. Of course, it's also the best time to eat whatever you want. I remember when I was a kid, I used to make this traditional meetha para with my mom and my daddy at home. It's basically a Himachali version of the namak pare, and my duty was to make small balls from the dough that my daddy had prepared and turn them into diamond shapes with a butter knife. Now, please don't ask me why diamond, because I have no idea. But I'll tell you this, I never got the diamond shape right. My daddy always used to make fun of me that I will be really bad in geometry. I think by the age of 13, we stopped making meetha paras at home. We moved towards the outside mithai, that barfi and that overrated son papdi. Basically, we stopped our annual ritual on Diwali. This year, after more than 15 years, we are making meetha paras again. And you know what? It's just not me. Many people across India, especially those who started cooking only during the lockdown, are making traditional food items their grandmoms and mothers used to make when they were kids. And it's not just about not buying sweets from outside because of coronavirus fears. During all this time at home, I think we all started introspecting a lot more. We really reconnected with our roots and started appreciating traditions a little more. And that's what today's Diwali special show is all about. How people are reliving their childhood memories by making traditional foods they used to eat on Diwali. This is me, your host Pooja Singh, the National Features Editor of Mint, and welcome to the third season of The Millennial Mind. For Princy Lalawat, she's a data analyst, Diwali has always been about her grandmom's theplias. It's a sweet Rajasthani version of the Gujarati thepla, and it is filled with gud and a hint of cardamom. It's a lovely melt-in-your-mouth kind of roti. Princy actually gave me the perfect description for it. She said, it's like a firework of flavors in the mouth. Wow. Every year, Princy, her sister and parents used to go to their ancestral house in Mahau, which is some 25 kilometers from their Indore home. They would do this to celebrate Diwali with the extended family. While the elders would spend their mornings making traditional food items like thepliyas and those mawa-filled gujiyas and besan chakkis, the children would be given the task of cleaning fans, making rangoli and garlands. We've all been there, right? Now, Princy loved thepliyas so much that the kids would make plans to steal it from the kitchen.
In the middle of all that work that we were, you know, like assigned, we would kind of make those secret plans to go near the closet and grab those sweets. And my eyes were always on Heblia. Now, Daddy used to have this small closet where she'll prepare each and everything and keep everything locked inside it, so that none of us touch them, like, or none of us actually grab and eat those before the Diwali puja.
They never succeeded. This year, because of COVID, their annual trip has been cancelled, but Princy is ensuring she doesn't miss out on thepliya. Cooking was an unnecessary chore for Princy till the lockdown happened. She preferred outside food and relied on quick meals like Maggi.
But it was after March, or maybe, you know, you could say towards the first week of April, that I really entered into the kitchen.
She's making thepliya on Diwali to make her dadi proud and relive her childhood memories.
It can never be the same, for sure. After puja, when we were offered the sweets and we used to grab all our favorites, mine being thepliya, it can never be the same, for sure. I just hope that this time we relive all those memories and my family finds the same joy in it.
In Delhi, Sirathya Bora is making collar bora at home for the first time this Diwali. Collar bora, the Bengali banana fritters, is part of the Pujo thali and a favorite of her son and her Bengali husband. Sirathya is from Thailand, but she made India her home 15 years ago after marriage. While we were talking, she told me that they are sticking to everything homemade this year. She in fact considers the lockdown a blessing in disguise. And why not? She's working from home and she's also started a home food business, which is called Aroya at 4th Floor, in March during the lockdown.
I have always enjoyed cooking since I moved to India. I try to create Thai taste which I never got in any Indian restaurant. I started to love and cook local food also with ham. But this lockdown really pushed me to try new things. I also have a Bengali sous chef and food tester at home. He really knows food, my husband.
Sirathya is also making these yummy cream-filled Thai eclair, which is nothing like the eclair that we know. So it's, how do I define it? So it's basically like a cookie-shaped distant cousin of eclair. Yes, you can say that. And she used to eat it with her friends daily after school in Thailand.
The Thai eclair is the one thing I miss the most here. After lockdown, we bought an oven and I tried it for the first time. It almost tastes the same. On Diwali, I hope it tastes the exactly same so I can go back in time.
Hitesh Sharma, who is a strategic advisor for social enterprises in Bengaluru, is also hoping to get the same result with his third attempt at Lapsi for Diwali. Lapsi is basically like a glorified version of Dalia.
It was after the lockdown when I started helping more in the kitchen, while I always had that inclination to do so. I picked up simple things like the broken wheat Dalia and most often cooked that. Though I mastered the art of cooking dalia, I think one day, bored of my dalia, one day my kids asked me if I could make something different and rather improvise the dalia. That's when I think the first time it triggered and I got reminded of lapsi, a famous dessert we have in Rajasthan. And it was so strange that all these years, in every Rajasthani celebration, we have had it, and I never noticed it's actually a richer royal version of Dalia.
There's a lovely story behind Lapsi, which Hitesh's dadi told him.
We belong to farmers' community. My dadi used to say that after the first grade green got collected by the king as as the lagan during earlier times, and later be sold off in the market to customers, the new age king, farmers' family would be left with the low grade broken wheat for their own consumption. So it was during festive season like Diwali when they transformed this leftover broken wheat into a delicious and nutritious dessert, mixing it with jaggery syrup, good syrup, and making it special. I believe if she can feed a nation, a farmer can very well feed her family with her innovative and transformative spirit. Yeah.
I think that's what this pandemic has taught us. Resilience. To make the best of what we have than to look outside. To never forget our roots and to cherish them as much as we can. This virus might have brought a lot of pain and losses, but it really has brought us closer to our friends and family. And even appreciate our traditions more. That's why this year I decided to make Meetha Paras on my own. just to make up for all these years that we didn't make it at home. And this time, I have a diamond-shaped cutter. I just hope if it doesn't taste as good as my dadi's, at least she will appreciate its shape. My Kawa and I am wishing you a very, very happy Diwali. Light lots and lots of diyas. Please don't burst any crackers, not even green crackers, because they are not green. And eat, of course, lots and lots of good food. And if you do made any traditional food item of your childhood this Diwali, do let me know.
This was a Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
HD Smartcast.
I'm Annie Apple, and I'm here to invite you to come and listen to my new podcast series, Raising a Pro. It's the most intimate sports-related conversations you will hear. Each week, we explore the journeys of some of your favorite NFL players through the eyes of those that know them best. From Joe Burrow, DeAndre Hopkins, Myles Garrett, Ezekiel Elliott, Nick and Joey Bosa, just to name a few. With exclusive insights and information, we leave no stone unturned. Subscribe now to Raising a Pro on your favorite podcast app.